Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, February 4th, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford, excuse me.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity on this beautiful day to stand before you and represent the citizens of Jefferson County. Pray for all elected officials and those that serve Jefferson County citizens. I pray for those that's protecting our democracy, home and abroad. I pray for the families of our county, all those that are represented by. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Say a pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. First items on our agenda are under purchasing. Item A is to approve specifications for an invitation for bid for the Lavelle Road project installation of wire fences. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for motor fuel for Jefferson County with Petroleum Traders and Tricon Inc. for a second additional 1 year renewal from March 5th, 2013 to March 4th, 2014. Item C is to award the rebid of Jefferson County Water Control and Improvement District Number 10 generator building and generator receptacles at all lift stations to HB Neal and Son for a total bid base bid and additives 1, 2, and 3 of $277,800. The Water Control and Improvement District will cover approximately $60,250 of this overage due to the grant funds covering are only $217,550, and that's our Hurricane Ike Round 1 project. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a change order number 1 for the Jefferson County Courthouse parking lots with APAC Texas to a change material from Type C asphalt to Type D asphalt with no change to the cost of the contract. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 3 for the Boondocks neighborhood water line to change completion date from 338 to 496 due to additional engineering survey and design of additional water lines and increased construction time for additional line work. Also increase the contract amount by $168,791.75, bringing the total to $1,147,706.75. That is another Hurricane Ike Round 1 disaster grant project. Item F is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 2 for the Sabine Pass Port Authority dredging project, decreasing the cost by $39,340. Due to a deletion of the additive bid 2 for the additional dredging, bringing the contract down to $836,210. Again, that's a Hurricane Ike disaster funded project. Item G is to consider and possibly approve a discretionary exemption as authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.024A2 for an item necessary to preserve or protect the public health or safety of the residents of the county to King's Pharmacy for indigent health care prescriptions. Item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a lease agreement with Ecolab in Jefferson County for a dish machine at a rate of $199.95 per month for a 2 year period. That's in accordance with Buy Board Contract 18414, and that's located at the Jefferson County Correctional Facility. Item I is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Vista Solutions Group for Software and Services for Jefferson County MIS for the period January 1st, 2013 to December 31st, 2013 for a fee of $12,000, which will be paid for out of records management funds. Item J is to consider and approve a disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Item K is to consider and approve a disposal of scrap metal property that will be transported to a metal salvage company and there sold for such prices that may command with the funds being returned to the county. And lastly, item L is to consider and approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code 263.152A1 to be auctioned by Horns Auction, Inc. scheduled for March 2nd, 2013 at 9 o'clock a.m. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
I make a motion.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion?
I have a question, Judge, on these, on items C and E. No, these DLO, these grants that we sent out some time ago, do we have anybody from here, from the different agencies here? Because we're going out for rebids. We're going out and it's coming back. Initially, it came with engineering work. Everything's supposed to work up. And all of a sudden, the study ran up. And yeah. I'm having some concerns with that.
I think that what happened is that generally on all the sub-recipients of the grants that we've had under the disaster program, which was total a little over $29 million, most of the sub-recipients and most of the county projects actually came in under budget, and so we had excess money left over. However, we were getting last February to the end of the time when we could reprogram those funds for additional projects, and the bids didn't come in until after February, which would what required me to travel to Austin a few times to try to get money moved over out of those excess funds to the Port Arthur Indigent Healthcare and Adult Probation offices. There have been a couple of projects. Water Control and Improvement District project came in higher on the bid, which is why it had to be rebid, and they had to agree through our intergovernmental agreement to pay any excess funding, as we have in all of our intergovernmentals. And of course there was a reduction because they didn't require as much dredging at Sabine Pass Port Authority, but the ones in that did go higher was the Boondocks Neighborhood Waterline, and that was due to some increased, when they found out what the bids were coming out and what money was left over, the GLO, like the water projects, and there were some additional people in Precinct 3 that were able to get onto the service. So that was the only increase, I think, was that water project. But we're still anticipating that we're going to have enough money left over to, for the most part, take care of the Port Arthur project. Item what, Ms. Clerk? Is what? Yeah, and when I spoke it, I said file. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Did I answer the question, Commissioner?
Yeah, well, we need to watch these because it's not the only one that came in came back and moved it up a lot. So we need to look at that closely.
Yeah. Okay. Anything further? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A can be tabled. Item B is to receive and file executed TxDOT Local Assistance Program Agreement for 2013 and for the allocations of material for each precinct. Item C is to receive and file the intergovernmental agreement between Jefferson County and Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7 regarding construction of a new Main B diversion channel and improvements to Road Air Gully Laterals 3 and 3A. And I'll just let you know in advance that because of some conversations I have with the General Land Office this morning, we're probably going to have to do an amendment to that interlocal agreement. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a resolution to approve grant application for the Jefferson County Drug Intervention Court for funding for the period September 1, 2013 to August 31st, 2014 from the Office of the Governor's Criminal Justice Program Grants, and that's grant number 1604513. Moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, on item B, Ms. Arreo, I had spoke with TxDOT. I think you were involved just in conversation. As far as that Federal Prison Road, Canault, possibly having some extra allocation If we say please long enough, they may, to try and get that road up to par so we can get, you know, stop some of the complaints. Did you have any further conversation? Also, the federal prison was supposed to participate. They want to participate in labor. We don't need labor, we need materials.
Well, the local assistance agreement that's listed here is the normal annual allocation by TxDOT.
Right.
They also, in that letter that you received, has a, there's a cost. If you want additional, it can be purchased for them, from them at that cost. That's the only way we'll get additional.
And that's a reduced cost.
That's a very reduced cost, okay. Yes.
Judge, I know, I know, Mr. Swain, Judge, I know you receive a lot of calls. I mean, it's not like I don't want to fix that road, but I mean, if you look at my road material, we need to try and, if we can get it at a reasonable cost, I'm not asking for the material. Commissioner Weaver gave me that road and knew it was.
So, you had to go there, didn't you?
Yeah.
He didn't tell you. No, he didn't do it like we do.
I didn't give you that. Somebody in Austin did when they redrew those lines.
Yeah, no, but I accepted it in good faith. So I'm mad. We have 3 votes, Patrick, to try and find some extra money to try and.
Do you think that wrap material? I'm just, you know, the question I guess is, does that wrap material, would it meet the specifications for that asphalt road in terms of patching, or how would that?
Well,
use it for base?
If that's all you can use it for, is base. Yes. And it will mix.
Yep.
And it'll do a fairly good job, but it would really need to have a surface put back on it once you get it in good shape.
Okay. So you got 3 votes, Patrick. Look for some money.
What's
Patrick, that's where the
Let's visit this week.
Yeah.
Let me see. But
we on record. We have 3
No,
I'm joking. I need you to go around and shake everybody in the audience, see if any change falls out of their pocket.
Chair. Yeah.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under County Auditor. Item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the Visitor Center for the replacement of a lawnmower, $5,259. Item B is to consider and approve utilizing available capital project funds to purchase an Air Start unit for the Jack Brooks Airport, estimated to be $25,000 for a used unit. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 375993 through 376231.
Judge, I need to change my check numbers.
Okay.
376233 to 376484. We accidentally sent down last week's. Didn't want to pay them twice.
Okay, that's going to be 376233 through 376484.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a motion on the items as amended.
So
moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it unanimously. That completes the regular part of our agenda. We're going to recess out of our regular meeting into a closed session pursuant to Section 551.071 of the Texas Government Code to consult with our attorneys on issues related to jail fees. And so we are now in recess. As soon as the closed session is over, we will come back into session and close it. So thank you for being here.
Thank you.